evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 6:20, 2019, Thursday night. And I'll tell you, it's the day before the summer solstice. It's going to be about the longest day of the year tomorrow, I guess. And this is also a time when the Luciferians, when the devil's own and their minions are at their high, some of their high sacrificial times and all the stuff and ritual that they're doing. I would remind people this. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and that is the key to your salvation. That is the key for you to be able to withstand what is coming. And if you were to lose your life, if you have repented of your sins to Lord Jesus and you've asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. And remember, the Lord Jesus tells you in Luke 21 that not a hair on your head will perish, because in your well, I shouldn't even paraphrase it, should I? Let me just go look it up. Let me look that up real quick. Luke 21, you'd think I'd remember it, and I know the thing, but I don't want to give it to you wrong. All right, here we go, here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Here we got it finally. All right, let's see here. Too many bookmarks in our good little Bible here. Okay. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That's verse 17, Luke 21. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. I'll tell you. This thing is getting really very interesting. And I want to just say that in Daniel, and at that time, chapter 12, Michael, stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, and even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of earth shall awake, and some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, and there stood other two, the one on the side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the rivers, which held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and then he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people. All these things shall be finished. You see, the fact of the matter is that, well, let's go on just a second here. And I heard, but I understood not. And then said, O Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time of the end. And then many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, But the wise shall understand, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. And oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you start looking at these things, and we're starting to get them all tying in together. I've read you Matthew 24 and Luke 21 so many times. And we know who did it from, you know, reading you Matthew 13. It's the tares, you see. And all of the evil ones, you know, the synagogue of Satan and all the different people. And then, you know, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we're getting ready to see. I'm going to tell you how it's going to work, I believe. Is that you will see in chapter 4, or excuse me, verse 4, chapter 38 of Ezekiel. And he's talking about Gog of Magog. And he said, I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, and them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. And be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company. Well, you see, here's the deal. The hook in the jaw has got to be Israel, I believe, coming out, and that is where you're going to find the fact that what pulls Russia or the Gog and Magog with Libya, with Persia, with Togarma, with Gomer, which that'll probably be Germany and maybe parts of France. And also you'll find that Turkey and all of the people are going to come. And there'll be more of them come too, believe me. All the bands, so to speak. But what will bring forth that? Well, you know, you've got Iran now, which is Persia, the Prince of Persia. You know, Michael and Gabriel had a little trouble with Prince of Persia, didn't they? Back in the olden times. We're talking about archangels having problems with an evil prince. So what's going on is this. If there is some sort of situation where Trump now seems to be being hamstrung by Congress and others, being on the one hand urged to go to war with Iran, urged to go strongly, which he does not necessarily want to do, yet at the same time, there is a need and a requirement to strike back against them for taking out our drones, and you know, that's two of them, and for also other items. And now I'm going to tell you, for infiltration, which we'll see in a minute, infiltration of the United States with the Hezbollah and all of the different people, the Iranian Guard, Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, all of them, they're all tied in together for the most part. And the fact is that Bolton now has gone to Israel directly after this, after he's seeing that we're not going to hit directly back at Iran. And they're giving him the options, but he had to call in Pelosi and Schumer because they're not going to let him do anything, okay, and fund it. So there is a trick bag that Trump's being put into. You know, all you people say, oh, well, he, by golly, he should be able to do this and do that and the other. This man, President Trump, has been surrounded by the evil high Luciferians in the top slots of the military, the intelligence, Congress, the court, churches, corporations, the whole bit. He's surrounded, okay? And not only that, but if you look at the history of JFK, not only did they kill JFK, they killed RFK, did they not? And did they not get him, but they also got one of the cousins, remember, had the skiing accident, ran into the tree or something weird, didn't he? And then John, who at the time owned George Magazine, and he was working very hard on finding the people that just about had it all nailed about who killed his father and who ordered the killings of JFK, his father, and then what happened to him. And I'll tell you a true story about that in a second. Well, he's going up, and he and his wife are flying somewhere, you know, maybe to, I forget where they were going. They were going to maybe to Fire Island, or maybe they were going somewhere on a vacation, Connecticut, I don't know where it was, Massachusetts, but they were flying out of New York, and as they start to land, kaboom! Well, you know what that is? That's like a barometric pressure switch or an altitude switch that blows up, because they found parts of his plane and the suitcases and everything spread over miles. That's not like something goes wrong and the plane goes into the water. And not only that, but they sent divers in, military sent divers in to try to get him and his wife out of that plane, you see, to not immediately, but to get their bodies out, which were then never, as far as I know, really examined except to go into the funeral, you know, into the caskets, etc. I don't believe there was an autopsy. They try to preclude all of that because somebody blew them up. Blew up John. And you see, they go after family. Quote unquote, the deep state, the powers that be, the Illuminati, you know, controlled, Luciferian Illuminati controlling, corporate controlled intelligence agencies, special operations of the military, various ones. And there's all kind of factions. Then you would throw in, Mossad, you throw in the assassini of the, perhaps the Jesuits and that kind of thing. The Knights of Malta, all kind of different people play the game. MI6 and the French, Sûreté and all the different ones, you know. Germany, all of them are playing. Russia, KGB, and the Red Chinese. Ooh, baby, playing up a storm. Heard about them recently again being in Kentucky, doing something down in Kentucky, and they're all in plain clothes, but they're military. There's some kind of a thing down there, not too far from Berea, that they're involved with. Maybe a storage depot for, you know, bio and chem weapons or something. I don't know. So let's just look at this for a second and see what's going on here. Because we're talking about the hook and the jaws. So suppose Trump can't get it done. So let's suppose, allegedly, maybe somebody like Bolton. And, you know, the name is kind of interesting. Bolt on, you see. Got your bolt on the weapon, or you're bolting onto the, war. Bolt on, okay. Bolton the Magnificent goes to Israel and tells him, hey, President Trump can't get it done. Now, would the scenario in Israel, would it be ripe for the possibility for them to go against Iran at this point? Why, yes, it would, because Iran is threatening to, and already has, believe me, they already have nuclear weapons. But they're at the point to where they can really make a lot more nuclear weapons. So from that standpoint, Israel would be willing to go against them if they could be assured that the U.S. would back them or come into the fore. Saudi Arabia is also in a point to where they're about running out of oil, but they still have power and money right now, and they don't want anybody to come in and take them over to capture their oil and oil refineries and ports. Which if Iran and Russia did that, they would own all bunches of the oil, wouldn't they? And meanwhile, the price has gone up some, although the United States is pumping so much under Trump, that there's not as big of a bump in the price of it. So this is where we're at here on this thing, the hook in the jaw. So let's say that for some reason Israel decides to go and they launch everything from their pod onto Iran. Russia and Red China have treaties. So does North Korea. So does Venezuela. So do a lot of other people. Probably Bolivia and some others, and they have treaties with Iran. Like if Iran gets hit, then they're going to jump into the fray. Well, let's say that a whole lot of damage is done into Iran with, let's say, tactical nuclear weapons. And let's say Russia comes forth at Israel. And the whole thing starts, and then what do we see in Ezekiel 38 that I've talked to you about so many times? Let's go to verse 9. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. So that's all going on. That's Gog, Magog, and all of that, and all of the people coming against Israel, because there's been a hook put in the jaws. But verse 10 says, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. Oh, like the Great Plains, you see, and the Rocky Mountains, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. If you look where the cattle are, you go from Texas and you go straight north, man. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, you know, tons of cattle in Kansas. All right. Bob Dole saw to that because the Army feedlots, he was part owner of a company out of Dodge in those areas that, and, other place in Kansas that sold meat to the Army. And then it goes on up into Nebraska and into parts of Colorado and into the Dakotas. And that is where the wheat is too. And with the wheat, you got a lot of cattle. All right. As well. Now there's other places with cattle. Don't get me wrong, but you know, Florida has a lot of cattle. But the fact of the matter is, this description looks like it's of the United States, maybe of the Great Plains, you see? West of the Mississippi, all right? And that is to take a take place. Well, where have the Iranian guards and the Hezbollah and the Hamas and all of the different people been coming up? Through the old Comanche Trail, right? and still are, although it's slowing down some, you know, with President Trump trying to do the best he can against it. People say, well, why hasn't he built the wall and closed the border? Because he can't. They won't let him. There are 10,000 daggers pointed at him and his family. So he's doing what the heck he can. But the Lord is telling you about this. And then I saw Pastor Begley, who made a good point that we should all look and read it, because this is what should be told to Iran. All right. Now we know in Ezekiel 39, where we start to see what's going to happen to Gog Magog, and that the Lord is going to be with. It's going to be with Israel and withstand that, although it's going to become, you know, a place of war, but they're going to defeat them, and then they're going to be doing nothing but burying the bones of all those dead people. Well, that's going to be like a previous nuclear fallout situation that took place in the old days. If you read about the Anunnaki and the Sumerian clay tablets and the epics of Gilgamesh and other items that are in that Sumerian language. But you could also look at Mohenjo-Daro in Pakistan, you know, and where it was totally nailed. There are other places that have been nailed by nuclear weapons in the ancient days, when the angels fought the evil ones and stuff, you see? But this is Pastor Begley has said to read, go over and look at Jeremiah 49, verses 35 through 39. Okay, now this is most interesting. It says, arise, get you up unto the wealthy nation that dwelleth without care, saith the Lord, which hath neither gates nor bars, which dwell alone, and their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their camels spoil, and I will scatter into all of them that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring them bring their calamity from all sides thereof, saith the Lord. And Hazor shall be a dwelling for dragons, and a desolation forever, and shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. So you see, there's more to this, Pastor Begley, as well, okay? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, and the chief of their might, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation whither the outcasts of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, saith the Lord, and I will have sent the sword after them till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne, and Elam will destroy from them, and will destroy from thence the king and princes, saith the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, said the Lord. Okay. Now, Pastor Begley is a good guy. He's saying that this is what's going to befall you, Iran. And that could very, very well be. And you see, if the United States would hit back, or if Israel hits them back, you can have the same scenario I just talked about in Ezekiel 38. And isn't it interesting that some of the same language, but you see, you got to really look at it closely. Now, do you remember what we talked about last week when I told you, over the years, I've told you that Brother Quayle had saved a story, okay, from the Wayback Machine back in the day. And this was, let's see. January the 17th, 1999. And this was basically a story that Brother Quayle had gotten. Somebody sent it to him. And it was this, and it was a story, Associated Press, Dave Francesca, nuclear detonation detected in Iran. This is 1999, people. Satellites have detected numerous signs of major impact located in the hills of northwestern Iran. We're pretty sure that this was an intended nuclear explosion. Jody Birmingham said, a spokesman for the Department of Enhanced Satellite Technology, when questioned by the press, the White House said no comment, nor did the Pentagon, and Iranian officials have declined to speak with the Associated Press. So far, human casualties or structural damage is unknown. More information will be supplied when further information is available. And then that story, if you did not get it and pull it off the net or print it out at that point in time, disappeared, okay? It disappeared, you see. So that tells you that Iran had the nuclear weapons in 99 and they could make them or they could buy them. And that when I was first coming on the air in 2004, and incidentally, it's now been 15 years. Old Hawk's been on the air. And, it will be amazing to you if you think about it. Back in 2004, I used to scream about what? I used to scream about why do we have so many of the carrier groups in the Persian Gulf when my information, was telling me that Iran had approximately 40 to 42 nuclear devices or warheads. Some that they had bought, you know, some they had on the black market, others they're acquiring with advisors from Russia. And that the advisors were sitting right there in warehouses with the nukes back then. And that also that Iran had 110 super sunburn missiles and 100 exocet anti-ship missiles. And that if they launched everything on their pod, that the Aegis, this is back when the Aegis systems were the, you know, the bell of the ball back then. And these were the first Aegis, but the Aegis could not handle more than a few targets in those days. To do the work very well with what they could handle. So I kept yelling that the Iranians could overload the Aegis systems and that the carrier groups would be dead ducked in the middle of the Persian Gulf or maybe in Straits of Hormuz. And that that whole area would be irradiated, but yet the Iranians could get their oil out through the pipelines or through the Caspian into Russia and then through the pipelines everywhere. And then Russia maybe could go down and grab Saudi Arabia or a joint venture, and then they would have control of the oil. And back then, that was before the United States was producing so much oil and natural gas. So I kept screaming and yelling, and by George, somebody eventually, within about 6 months, started to talk. I saw a story out of the Pentagon saying experts say that the Aegis systems might be overwhelmed, and maybe we should get two of these carrier groups out of there and just leave one in. And that's pretty much what they've done. The others have been at the mouth of the Indian Ocean into the, you know, into the entrance into the Gulf. And they've done it that way. And then they put one over in the Mediterranean, one in the Persian Gulf, and then one at the Indian Ocean. If you do it that way, then you can blanket that whole area. But all of that was before Syria and before Iran. And people say, well, Iran's got S-300s. Iran had S-400s. And they had S-400s. They were trained on S-400s. Putin played a game. Oh, we didn't give them to them. They got S-400s, at least S-300s, okay? Or they were allowed to produce and duplicate the technology of the Russians under Russian supervision and make them and call them the, you know, the Mazda 5 or the whatever it is, you know, whatever, Ahura or, you know, whatever their, you know, system calls it, you see, the Persian, the Darius III or the Shahab IV. And then they had Shahab 1, 2, and 3, and then 4 was in development. Well, 4 is an all-out ballistic missile that can hit anywhere on the planet. 3 can take them into Israel and most of the Middle Eastern nations and into Europe. 1 and 2, pop, pop, they can strike pretty close anywhere around in the neighboring countries or into the Persian Gulf. But back then also they had the Super Sunburn missile, of which was too fast for any kind of handling by the Aegis. There was no defense for it, particularly if multiples were launched at the same time. And they also had Skval torpedoes. Skval torpedoes, a supersonic type or a real fast underwater torpedo that the Russians had. And there basically was not a defense for those and may still not be. But then we upgraded the Aegis. And then we upgraded the Aegis. And then the USS Donald Cook went into the Black Sea. And then, a Sukhoi or a new MiG flew over and boom, all their lights and power systems went out, including the Aegis systems. And all they had was emergency power with the little lights on over the exits and a few lights here and there in corridors and maybe in the johns, you know, in the heads. And then eventually they got that back on. And then when the Donald Cook, the USS Donald Cook came back, a whole lot of people got out of the Navy. Those that had their time in, some not enough to get the full pension, but they just wanted out. They did not re-up. Some of them cashiered on out because the fact of the matter is they knew that they had been taken out by one aircraft. And then we've talked to you about how it was the Iranians. They had deep background information from the signal intelligence world. Somebody who knows, you know, saying that it was the Iranians that first started this new system to take out, you see, American aircraft and ships, and that the Russians helped them and got onto it and then expanded that and then greatly facilitated the quick development. And then we've been talking to you about how the Russians seem to be able to knock anything out of the sky, and the Iranians can do that too. And it's not necessarily with the missiles. And the Chinese can do it because they know that a large number of the Chinese chips, which, guess where old Hawk told you about that? When old Dark Dove Hunter was on his Air Force 2, remember? They started having problem with electrical systems that started in a coffee maker in the galley, or microwave, or coffee maker, or maybe both. And then they just happened to be over Singapore, and then they called for an emergency landing. They landed on the deal, and Dark Dove Hunter, which is Cheney, came out and all the people and the security there. And then information came out of part of the security detail back then, which was extensive, that a Chinese guy came up to Dark Dove Hunter and, you know, said, "Hey, I just want to talk to you. We wanted to tell you this. We wanted to talk to you about some certain things. And we wanted to tell you that, just to let you know that, we had you come down because if you'll," and they had no way of knowing this, "you know, your electrical problems up there started in your coffee maker or in the microwave or whatever it was, didn't they?" And old Dark Dove Hunter looked at him and said, "Well, how the hell did you know that?" Well, it's Chinese chips, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've also got stories now about the F-35 jets, supposedly the big new stealth jets and all that. Chinese-owned company is making parts for top-secret United States and UK fighters, the F-35. They also made the parts that dealt with the oxygen handling systems to prevent pilot asphyxiation on the F-22 Raptors. And you remember when the Raptor pilots were starting to go gaga from lack of oxygen because the Chinese chips were being messed with, you see, and were defective. So I've got a lot of things, a lot of horses and cows in the corral or out of the corral here, don't I? So how do we bring them back in to the deal? Okay, well, you see, if the hook in the jaw goes and Israel goes because Trump is hamstrung and can't respond because Pelosi and them are hamstringing him and, of course, the senators and the stuff that the Koch brothers pay for, even on the Republican side, but yet the ones that are the go-go, the bolt-on-to-war type people who are also acting on behalf of some of the other banks and corporations that would use, you see, the Gog-Magog war to then bring on the Luciferian blood sacrifice, because what am I going to tell you next? Ezekiel 38, verse 10. Who's going to come up? They're going to come up to the land of the unwalled nations, right? That's America. That's the Great Plains. And then who's coming up? You got all the Hezbollah, the Hamas, the Iranian guard, you know, the whole bit. And every other Muslim, ISIS, Al-Qaeda that can jump on. Plus, you've also got what? Obama, President Obama hired thousands of the Russian Spetsnaz, brought them into the United States, put them up on military bases, and gave them also monthly stipends of food and housing money. So a lot of them went, I know for one factor, is that some on Coronado used to have a blue pickup truck and were right there on in San Diego on Coronado renting a little house somewhere, you know? And we also had some over there in Ohio, up there where in Sheriff Little Dickie Jones's county. What's that, Miami? I don't know what that county is. It's not Warren. It's not, anyway, up in that area, north of, up there not too far from Dayton and all of that. Above Cincinnati, going up that direction. But you can remember we told you that there was a source of Brother Greg Evenson. And I'll tell you what, old Brother Greg is in heaven with the Lord. I saw his face there smiling and beaming like he was probably 25, 27 years old and in the perfect fit condition. And that was when he passed. And shout out to Brother Greg's wonderful wife, Liz Evenson up in the Uper. Anybody listening that knows her, then you tell her that we're talking good things about her and may the Lord protect her against all evil and may the Lord assist her and guide her and may good people who are strong and helpful help and defend her. And Brother Greg, you see, had a source up in there. I don't know. You remember his name was Brush Hog. Recall that? And Brush Hog was talking about how the Russians, we'd done stories how the Russians had landed at Wright-Patterson and that Brush Hog had said that there had been a problem with the loyal American troops and people around Wright-Patterson that didn't like the fact that the Russians and all their U-Haws were coming on in and that they landed their big transport planes. But you remember when we had the Kiowa, the Russian Kiowa helicopter that normally has a ceiling, I think, of about, what, 16 or 17,000 feet, and it was squawking and turning on at about 33 or 34,000. it was starting to squawk. Well, they turned it on, you know, they'll just the electronics of it up in the transport plane. And then you remember that then landed, and then they took off, and that same thing was tracked, and it went over to where? The old Voice of America radio station is, which is in a park, you know, park-like setting near Warren and a couple different counties there. The old Voice of America, which still has worked and has all been updated. And you remember we reported that there was a guy that had a either Nebraska or Western Kansas non-English accent English, non-accent in English, that did the radio and took over all of the military radio for the United States for about the next 10 or 12 hours. And you see, that place, Voice of America, is where the original ability to, for the president to take over all of the radio and TV stations in the United States, where that originated. And then they had a gajillion watts transmitter that could transmit all over the world, okay? And then that's been improved since then, and all the systems are there. It's underground. Up top side, you see a parking lot and a guard shack and, nice smooth grounds and, you know, some trees and this and that. It's all below ground. Now, that's not speculation. I know that because the person I know have seen that in the past, you see. So we talked about all of that, but Obama had the Spetsnaz. So the Russian Spetsnaz is here, and I've spent a number of years detailing all of the sabotage I believe they were doing. And we talked about the Red Chinese. Everybody and their dog is inside the United States because the Lucys and the Democrats and Republicans and the Koch brothers have always wanted open borders to make the wages stay low. And then also to bring them in and to make them into Democratic voters. Sign them up to vote. Give them driver's license. Just as New York, old Cuomo. Old Cuomo, why don't you, you know, you should have grown up to be, instead of a politician, you should have grown up to be a made guy, you know? You'd have had a lot more honor than you got as a politician, you scumbag. Because you're allowing, you know, unlimited abortion at any stage of the game, and you're promoting all of that, so New York is an abortion mill, okay? And then now you're going to give driver's license to anybody who comes in, any illegal immigrant, you don't care, you see? Why? It's the old Tammany Hall model. You're going to sign them all up, aren't you? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're ripe for the Civil War, but we're also still ripe for an EMP takeout, and if the hook of the jaw comes into Israel, okay, or come hook of the jaw goes into Gog Magog, and that could be Israel nailing or being forced to go against Iran before Iran gets extreme capability to produce their own in volume nuclear weapons. They can produce some now, and then they have others, and then the Russians have others there, and then if the Red Chinese are in league with them, which they are, then they have the Red Chinese have weapons. And the North Koreans have weapons. And people don't understand is that the Iranians who helped the North Koreans with the missile technology and trajectories. People think that North Korea has given the technology to Iran. No, Iran had some of the brilliant engineers. The Persians were in every engineering school in the United States. Back in the 60s and 70s, they were in there in buku of them. Tons of them. Because I remember him in matrix algebra class, you know, and in other classes. Anyway, the fact is that this is all getting ready to come to old Function Junction. At the same time, we hear what? What else do we hear? We've got, just tailing on to this, Syrian refugee in the United States, refugee, is arrested on terrorism charges, planned to attack a Christian church in Pittsburgh. Now, remember I told you about a church in Ohio, you know, a Catholic church, where the dummies invited in the moon god people, and the guy came in, he had some kind of medallion, and it had like a little camera in it, taking picture of everything, and it's a school and a beautiful church and, you know, upper class and upper middle class area of Ohio, out in the suburbs of Cincinnati. Real nice Catholic church, okay? And the school. And these guys are walking all through all of it. And they're standing at the back while the mass is ongoing, and they're watching it, taking pictures of everybody in the mass. And then they have a guy outside who then was taking pictures of everybody as they left the church parking lot. He was standing right there waving and everything, and they were clicking and taking a picture of every person in every car leaving the parking lot. So what do you think is going to happen? Then we also had the story about my friends up there, Bob and Maggie, you know, up there in the little town in California, who were saved from the fire. God bless you up there, and the Lord protected you. Although not all of your family, nor all of the churches and things. But you remember there was a church up in there that for some reason the black Muslims and other Muslim types were there. And you remember I told you that there was a report? They were in there in church on Sunday, and they were in there, and all of a sudden these two guys walked in through the back door. Nobody was paying much attention at the time, and they walked around and looked around in the church, and they went out, went like out towards the outhouse or whatever, or other outbuildings, and they don't have an outhouse there. I'm just saying that because I remember growing up with a church out in the country that my grandfather went to, and they had an outhouse out there. Still in those days. Well, anyway, the problem is we're going to see potential for all kind of Muslim sabotage, Red Chinese maybe releasing some bioweapons. You might see some dams blow and all kind of stuff blow, trains derailed, you know, all kind of things go down, cyber attacks, the whole nine yards, plus an EMP strike that knocks out the power grid and the automobiles and all the computers, including the banking computers. And then you've got a 1 second after William R. Forsgen forged book scenario, 1 second after. And within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States dies. And that fits in with the scriptures and things I'm talking to you right now, and would force Israel, with the help of the Lord, to go it alone against all of the enemies coming against it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air? You want to keep me striking blows against the Lucys and warning you about what's to come and how to prepare? And I hope you do. You can, if you can, and if you would, because it's most needed and wanted, anything can be sent. Federal Reserve notes, precious metals, silver, gold, whatever. Be a silver quarter, silver half, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it be. Check or money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And then you can also email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And may Lord Jesus thank you for 10,000-fold if you send something or send it in. And then just so that you know, you can also go, obviously, some of you are there right now, you can go to stevequayle.com and click on the button where it says Listen Live to Hawk Radio. And it will take you to GS Radio, gsradio.net/shows/hawk, which also is where the archives to the show are. And if you have anybody, or if you're on a forum or, you know, on any kind of a thing, just spread the word where it's at now, because some people are still can't find it. And I tried my best to get, but a lot of people listen to the archives if they were gone on business or on vacation and they did not hear the final two shows in May. They may not have the information. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com is a good place to go. You ought to go up and look at the Gen 6, the upcoming Branson, forum and program that's going to be put on, Brother Quayle's putting on, that has all the guest speakers and stuff answering the alien question. You got to go up there, and also if you can still register for the seats, that's going to be a bang-up place, let me tell you. That's going to be the place to be in September, but if you can't go, you can pre-order, okay, the live streaming, or you can, if you pre-order the DVD set for this upcoming conference, just go ahead and pre-order it. You'll get a free book, Empire Beneath the Ice by Steve Quayle. Okay? You'll get a free book, Empire Beneath the Ice by Steve Quayle, or How the Nazis Won World War II. And it's all about the Nazi spacecraft, the Nazi flying saucers, all the different ones, the Vril craft, the Mieta craft, the Hannibal 1, Hannibal 2, Hannibal 3, 4, etc., and the size of them, the incredible size, the weapons that they had back then and how fast they went, and much faster even than the UFOs that Elizondo's talking about in the limited hangout, the limited A-tip hangout with the Mellon, former black budget guy for the Pentagon, or maybe current. And the Navy pilots are courageous talking about it on air and all of that. But you see, we had stuff faster than what they were talking about. The United States government had stuff faster that they were creating and reverse engineering in the 50s. From the Cape Girardeau crash in 41 or 2, whatever it was, I think it might have been 42, and then the Roswell in 47. Hitler and them had a crash in the Black Forest, you know, in the mountains back in the 30s. They were able to do their reverse engineering, and they also allegedly went to underneath to met the king of the world underground. And what's the, you know, city Shambhala or one of those underground legendary cities, you see. Well, he scared Hitler. Hitler, what they met is they met Lucifer himself is who they met, or one of the head demons, or one of perhaps the old fallen angel, Anunnakis, you see, who still lived in the deep underground. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be an interesting rest of the year. Don't just think in terms of elections. Think in terms of, as Lord Jesus said, we are already in the beginning of sorrows. And incidentally, the weather wars have already been ongoing. And guess what? The new Congo hemorrhagic fever, you see, which is like an Ebola-like virus, the deadly ticks carrying Ebola-like Congo fever have been found in the United Kingdom after spreading across Europe. They've been found in Dorset, England, Portugal, Spain, Germany, Croatia, Bosnia, Hungary, Serbia, Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, Albania, North Macedonia, Turkey, Ukraine, Moldova, and Russia. And it's a hyaloma super ticks. They're about 10 times larger than average. One of them was discovered in Dorset last year. It carried rickettsia spotted fever. But they're also finding that they're carrying this Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, okay? and it can give it to you. So that means if they're over in Europe and England, then they're over here. And I'm going to tell you what. Onset of symptoms can include time between catching the infection and symptoms appearing is usually 1 to 3 days. Fever, muscle ache, dizziness, neck pain, backache, headache, sore eyes, nausea, diarrhea, stomach pain, sore throat, sharp mood swings, and confusions. After 2 to 4 days, the agitation can be replaced by sleepiness, depression, and stomach pain, etc. Mortality rate is 30%, apparently, with death occurring usually in the second week of the illness. This is no joke stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They are tweaking all of these things. And then I'm going to tell you one last deal. Brother Quayle sent me, and I saw this when it happened, Angela Merkel getting the shakes during the German national anthem. If you saw that, she was shaking like she was on a motor, was shaking her so badly, her whole body and hands, while she's standing there with the Ukrainian guy. And then Steve sent me an article from the Fellowship of the Minds.com. Angela Merkel has the Hillary Clinton shakes. You remember when Hillary Clinton collapsed? They had her there at the car, at the curb, and then she had her leg brace on, and part of the leg brace busted, remember? And because she was shaking so bad, and the nuts and bolts fell off her leg brace. And then all the big goons had, and the Secret Service had to pour her into the back of the SUV while they tried to cover it up. Then they took her immediately to some place that used to be a doctor's office down the street somewhere, which now was the house or the home, three-story home, but it still had the entire surgery and all of the doctor's offices on one floor. It was the home of Chelsea and her husband, okay? And then you remember there was a new Hillary came out, and everything was okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife, not a fight, because what they have is that guru disease from prions that comes from cannibalism and drinking the blood of young people, allegedly. Mighty men and women of valor, if you could go tonight, why don't you see if there's an earthquake happening in Tehran or Isfahan or Tan, or maybe a post-Iranian side. Maybe there's a tectonic problem. Just busy. I take your pictures on